Kraft macaroni and cheese is kind of on the ropes right now. This week, Kraft Foods announced a recall of millions of boxes of its signature food product. And there's a campaign to get the company to change labeling on its cheese products that some nutritionists believe is misleading. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Kraft specializes in cheeses, salad dressings, and Oscar Mayer meats, things that are typically used to make sit-down meals. And Jared Corton says that goes against the grain.
Meanwhile, when you look sort of at the broader U.S. food landscape, we're seeing a big shift towards snack foods. Some people have called it the snackification of U.S. food.
Corton is senior food analyst with market research firm Euromonitor. He says processed foods face challenges from many directions, among them a younger generation that prefers artisanal brands with a healthier image. And in that respect, Kraft's recall this week of nearly 2.5 million boxes of mac and cheese potentially contaminated with metal pieces didn't help.
That just sort of speaks to a consumer's perception of big processed food companies.
In a separate incident, Kraft is including an Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics label on its processed cheese slices that the group says reflects sponsorship but not an endorsement of the product. Kraft declined comment. Corton says it's a challenge for all packaged foods, which may still dominate supermarket shelves, but which are losing ground when it comes to social media marketing. Some, like Campbell's Soup, are trying to adapt their brands toward more organic or healthy options.
They're taking the Campbell's line. It's a brand that's been around for a very long time, and they're just trying to update it and make it appeal to evolving consumer tastes.
Barry Weinstein is a food manufacturing consultant based in Fullerton, California. Weinstein helps independent food startups manufacture in small batches and says his business has increased 30 or 40% since 2008. He says the big players are also buying into the new markets.
I think Kraft and other of the larger firms are addressing this through acquisition.
General Mills, for example, bought organic mac and cheese brand Annie's last year. Coca-Cola acquired Honest Tea 4 years ago. But Weinstein says mainstream brands are still king. And although consumers are clearly more skeptical about processed foods, given the volume, he says the vast majority are safe to eat.
You're talking about a situation where the lines are running, producing anywhere from 250 to 1,000 units per minute.
He says the U.S. still has the safest food manufacturing in the world. The fact that Kraft identified and recalled all that mac and cheese means the system worked. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.